Greetings once again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob broadcasting today from the Parsonage in Arthur, Illinois, and bringing to you directly episode 11 of our Gift of Gratitude series. We've got another great lesson from the one and only Billy Graham today, and then followed by a poem. We're going to go back to Mary Oliver once more and hear from her and just help set this day in complete context of what's the most important thing in our life and how we can be grateful for all the little things which surely surmount anything else that can happen to us, right? There's so many blessings and miracles for us in our lives, and we hope we can draw some focus on those. We've got the monks going. We've got the candle going. And check this out. Oh my goodness. That is a little bit of kava and a whole lot of wild sweet orange from Tazo Tea. Woo! Wild sweet orange. Well, as we've been walking with Billy Graham these last few days, teaching us how to be thankful in all things, asking that question, are you thankful no matter what? Are you a grateful person? Is that how you live? Remember, he taught us about the Apostle Paul, and he taught us about Daniel and the 10 lepers and only one that came back to show his gratitude to Christ. He taught us about how to be grateful for all the material blessings that God gives us. He taught us how to be grateful for all the people that we have in our life who mean so much to us. And even those who just drop in spontaneously in the moment. We see them once and never see them again. That somehow makes a mark on our lives. He's taught us about how to be grateful in the midst of trial and even persecution. And that persecution is actually proof that you are doing your best to imitate Christ himself. And today's lesson is to thank God, especially for his salvation in Jesus Christ. Here's the lesson from Billy Graham. God has given us the greatest gift of all, his Son, who died on the cross and rose again, so that we can know him personally and spend eternity with him in heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15 says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. The Bible teaches us that we are separated from God because we have sinned. But God loves us. He loves you. He loves me. And he wants us to be part of his family forever. He loves us so much that he sent his only Son into the world to die as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. All we need to do is reach out in faith and accept Christ as our Savior and our Lord. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Today, let us ask the question, have you opened your heart to Jesus Christ? If not, turn to him with a simple prayer of repentance and faith, and thank him for what he has done for you. And if you do know Christ, how long has it been since you thank God for your salvation? We should not let a day go by without thanking God for his mercy and his grace to us in Jesus Christ. Amen. Now I'm pulling out my Mary Oliver anthology of her poetry called Devotions. Today's poem is called Carrying the Snake to the Garden. Carrying the Snake to the Garden by Mary Oliver. In the cellar was the smallest snake I have ever seen. It coiled itself in a corner and watched me with eyes like two little stars set into coal, and a tail that quivered. One step of my foot and it fled like a running shoelace, but a scoop of the wrist and I had it in my hand. I was sorry for the fear, so I hurried upstairs and out the kitchen door to the warm grass and the sunlight and the garden. It turned and turned in my hand, but when I put it down, it didn't move. I thought it was going to flow up my leg and into my pocket. I thought for a moment, as it lifted its face, it was going to sing. And then it was gone. Carrying the Snake to the Garden by Mary Oliver. In the cellar was the smallest snake I have ever seen. It coiled itself in a corner and watched me with eyes like two little stars set into coal, and a tail that quivered. One step of my foot and it fled like a running shoelace, but a scoop of the wrist and I had it in my hand. I was sorry for the fear, so I hurried upstairs and out the kitchen door to the warm grass and the sunlight and the garden. It turned and turned in my hand, but when I put it down, it didn't move. I thought it was going to flow up my leg and into my pocket. I thought, for a moment, as it lifted its face, it was going to sing. And then it was gone. Amen. So delightful. Oh, Mary Oliver. Well, hope you can have a chance to replay this lesson again today and maybe let it absorb into your heart, become part of your whole spiritual formation and how you see the world through grateful eyes. Pray that for you on this Thursday. And again, we'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Gift of Gratitude. But until then, may God rule all the things in your life today. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.